When Photoshop was first introduced and took off like crazy and suddenly was the dominant way that so many photographers were producing their work, there arose, naturally, as a result of this new tool, a new way of seeing. And that new way of seeing often manifested itself in some rather trite compositions, at least as we look back at them now. Suddenly it was easy to do recombinant imagery, and in particular the kinds of things that were easily fanciful. Bilaterally symmetric floating trees and rocks dominated the photographic scene for a number of years, and at that point I suggested that it was going to take a while for photographers, for photography, to figure out what to do with this new tool to do something interesting, something that wasn't trite, something that would stand the test of time. And in my way of thinking anyway, bilaterally symmetric floating trees and rocks are not going to stand the test of time. They're going to seem like a cliche that lasted, well, at its peak, for about 24 months. Brigitte Carnican, however, is one of the artists that I have been waiting for a while and had predicted way back when, people who were going to figure out how to do something interesting and absolutely new with Photoshop that could not be done before and give us a new way of seeing. In this project, where she explores the concept of memory itself, she's done precisely that. I have no idea how one could make these images in the pre-Photoshop era. Perhaps it could be done, maybe with unbelievably talented multi-image printers. But I'm not even sure Jerry Uelsman could have done this kind of work, or Heineken could have done this kind of work. This is really complex stuff, and requires the power of layering and Photoshop and transparency to create many, many, many layers that all blend together so smoothly, so seamlessly. It's always the case with a new tool that for a while people will jump on the bandwagon like crazy and make images that are maybe not going to stand the test of time. But it's also equally true that there will be people who explore it more deeply and get it and make interesting work that will stand the test of time. That is always the challenge with new tools, and we photographers would do well to remember it. It's not what the new tool can do that's easy that is interesting. It's what the new tool can do that is insightful that should command our attention. And that takes time. It takes experimentation. It takes a little bit of patience to learn how to use new tools in ways that are actually significant beyond the tool itself, but deal with the bigger issues of life and art making and being a human being. And Brigitte Carnican has done that in this project about memory. That's why, in my opinion, it's such a fabulous photographic project, and she is one of the great pioneers of this new age of photography.